Hello, you're listening to the Bioethics Channel at the Center for Practical Bioethics. This is Trudy Galblum, here to talk with Suzanne Schrant. Suzanne is the Deputy Director for Patient Engagement at the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, better known as PCORI, in Washington, D.C. She joins us on the faculty of the Center's 2014 Fall Symposium, Developing an Ethical Framework to Learn from Every Patient Encounter. This symposium will take place on November 14th, 8 to 3:30 p.m. at the University of Kansas Clinical Research Center in Fairway, Kansas. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Let's start off. Please tell us a little bit about your work at PCORI as Deputy Director for Patient Engagement.
Sure, I'm happy to, and thanks so much for having me at the event and here with you today. I support our Director of Patient Engagement in really a number of initiatives that are both outward focused and inward focused. We see our engagement team as an important piece in building relationships with multiple patient and stakeholder groups to make sure we are getting broad-based input in all that we do at an enterprise-wide level, from topic selection and prioritization to merit review, to evaluation, and ultimately disseminating and implementing the results of all of the research that we fund. But then on a more project-by-project basis, we actually have gotten much more involved over the past year in really doing a deeper dive into looking at the engagement going on in each of our funded projects. And so I've been really fortunate to be able to play a role in piloting a concept that we call the engagement officer, which, just as the name implies, this works very closely with our program officers to actually oversee and learn from the engagement happening in our funded projects. And so it's a brand new concept, like a lot of what we do here at PCORI, and it's been really neat to watch that come to fruition.
So your presentation at the symposium is titled PCORI Perspectives on Pragmatic Research. Mm-hmm. That word pragmatic research may not be so clear to everyone listening to this. What is it, and what distinguishes it from other types of medical research?
Sure. So we really think about, pragmatic research as a way to answer those questions that matter most to patients, that can be adopted, provide results and be adopted quickly and put into practice. And so you can accomplish this by funding research that happens in more typical care settings rather than in specialized research settings. And so we really kind of embrace this notion through all of our funding that we want to look at and fund research that's really more real world than sort of hypothetical and in a structured research environment. And we actually just recently announced a pretty large funding commitment to a significant number of pragmatic studies and large simple trials. So that's an important element of what we're funding right now.
And how might that PCORI perspective differ from other more traditional positions?
I think this really gets me to PCORI's overall uniqueness. It's not only about kind of that lens for pragmatic research, but it's the lens of engaged research. And so we are really the only funder that requires patient and other stakeholder engagement the way that we do. And what I mean by that is, in order to receive PCORI funding, you have to demonstrate that patients and other relevant stakeholders were engaged in the development of the proposal that you're submitting. And you have to exhibit how you envision this engagement unfolding over the life of the project. And not only are we requiring that, upfront in our proposal stage, but as I just shared, this whole concept of the engagement officer is the way we're making sure that the rubber really meets the road. We don't want to receive a host of beautifully written engagement plans and then not see that engagement happen. And so the engagement officer is the way that we can really make sure that engagement is happening and coming to life.
So what are the main points you hope to make in your presentation?
I think just kind of really honing in on the engagement aspect of what we do, because that really makes us so very different from a lot of other funders. I want to make sure people get a sense for what PCORI is all about, the role of our engagement team, and how our research looks and feels a little bit different than other research you might be familiar with.
A really good opportunity to get more familiar with what PCORI is all about, as you said, and how it can might be able to help what they're doing in real time.
Sure.
So I understand you actually hail from Kansas City, and you come to this work with a personal understanding of what it's like to be a patient. Could you tell us a little about that?
Absolutely, and I am. I have spent the majority of my life in Kansas. I actually just flew back this morning from Kansas City.
Oh, you're going to miss the World Series.
I know. I'm just missing it by one day. I'm so sad. I was there for the 85 games, and that was fantastic. Yes, my relationship to patient advocacy and health policy is longstanding, and I come by it very honestly. I was diagnosed as an adolescent with a form of rheumatoid arthritis, and so really was introduced in a pretty abrupt and harsh way to the realities of dealing with chronic disease. But I've always felt somewhat grateful because that really was my pathway into my career. A lot of people look for a long time to find something they feel passionate about, and mine was sort of handed to me. So I've spent the last, 20 plus years working very closely with other patients affected by chronic disease, also working a fair amount with clinicians and in the medical school space to look at patient-centered forms of medical education, of continuing medical education, and I've been involved in several initiatives like that. And then most recently, I was actually employed in Kansas working in health policy and legislative policy. So I sort of have a duality there. I have a very personal patient perspective, but also sort of that more global health policy perspective. And it had to take something really special to get me to leave Kansas, but PCORI was that. So I relocated out here 2 years ago for this position. And it's, as much as I miss Kansas, I feel really incredibly strongly about the work we're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Why did you agree to serve on the faculty of this particular symposium? And maybe in a nutshell, what do you hope people to take away from it?
Sure. I think, the work of the center is just so fantastic. And I've always been such a fan of the work there. And so it was just a great opportunity to come back. I think the whole notion of patient-engaged research is a really new landscape. And so I think when you do deep dives into tough bioethical issues, I think this whole new landscape of patient-engaged research presents some really unique opportunities and potentially some challenges. And so I think that'll be that perspective of this brand new world of engaged research, I hope will just add to the conversation that day. I'm excited to be a part of it.
That's great. That's great. You've been listening to the Bioethics Channel of the Center for Practical Bioethics. To learn more about the center and to register and to attend the symposium, either on-site or remotely from wherever you happen to be, please visit practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. I'm Trudy Galblum. Thanks again for listening.